Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember my Ram Golder and the Masech Zvachim Daf Chav Tes. The second parak called Zvachim Shekibu Daman. So the three daps are going to focus on. Number one, a braisa analyzes the pasuk in Tzav, which says if shlamim meat is eaten on the third day, it will be pigo and will not be accepted. Rabbi Gezer says Kov Azna Chalishmoach. Tilt your ear to hear the correct pshat. The pasuk is discussing mechashiv lechol mezivcho b'yom shlishi, one who intends to eat of his carbon on the third day. It cannot refer to literally eating the carbon on the third day because achar shu kasha yachzav yepasel, after it was valid through the completed avoda, can it revert to become invalid by eating on the third day? Rabbi Kiva objects, we do indeed find such phenomena. A zav, zava, and a shomer's yom keneged yom, who are becheskas tahara, in a presumed state of tahara, yet if they experience a discharge, sasra, they undo their prior tahara retroactively, so the same could conceivably apply to a carbon eaten on the third day. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer darshan the word hamakriv, the one who offers to teach b'shas hakravahu nifsal. It can become disqualified during the offering. They know nifsal b'shlishi, but cannot be disqualified on the third day. Another drasha is presented. Point number two, the next Mishnah lays out the rules of pigul. Anyone who performs one of the four primary avodos, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, with the intent to eat what is normally eaten, or burn on the mizbech, something normally burned, chutzum komo, it is possible but does not obligate karas. If his intent was to eat or burn it chutzlazmano, it is pigul and obligates karas for eating it. Ubavad shiyakriva matik mitzvasa, provided that he offers the permitter as required, meaning the blood is brought on the mizbeach without any other disqualifying intent. This is illustrated. If one shechted b'shtika in silence, meaning without disqualifying intent, and was makabel, molech, and zorik with an intent of chutz lezmano, or the reverse, or he did all four avodos with chutz lezmano intent, this is karva matik mitzvaso, despite the intent of chutz lezmano being repeated several times. However, if he shechted with chutz limkomo intent, and did the other three avodos with chutz lezmano intent, or the reverse, or some of the avodos of a Pesach or Chatos were done sholo shman, which disqualify them, this is not a case of karva matik mitzvaso, and the carbon is pasul, but not pigul. And point number three, the mission continues, if one intended lechol kazayis b'chutz, kazayis l'machar, to consume a kazayis outside the prescribed place, and then intended to consume a kazayis the next day, or the reverse, or as such intentions about half a kazayis each, the carbon is pasul and does not obligate karas, because there's another disqualifying machshava. Yudah says we follow the first intent. Kosh machshavas hazman kadma u machshavas hamakam, wherever the intent of time preceded the intent of place, it is pigul and obligates karas, despite the subsequent machshava of chutz limkomo. But if the intent of chutz limkomo was first, it's pasul and not pigul. Ilfa says this machlokas is only for two machshavos expressed b'shtei avodos, during two avodos. But if both machshavos were thought during a single avoda, everyone agrees iruv machshavos have it. It's a mixture of disqualifying intents and is not full-fledged pigul. Rabbi Yochanan says they even argue where both machshavos were during a single avoda, because Rabbi Yudah holds tefos lashon rishon, give primacy to the first phrase. So once again, the three points are, number one, a braisa analyzes the pasuk in Tzav, which says if shlamim meat is eaten on the third day, it will be pigul and will not be accepted. Rabbi Eliezer says, kov azna chalishmoach, tilt your ear to hear the correct pshat. The pasuk is discussing mechashiv lechol mezivcho b'yom shlishi, one who intends to eat of his carbon on the third day. It cannot refer to literally eating the carbon on the third day because achar shu kasha yachzav yepasel, after it was valid through the completed avoda, can it revert to become invalid by eating on the third day? Rabbi Kiva objects, we do indeed find such phenomena. A zav, zava, and a shomer's yom keneged yom, who are becheskas tahara, in a presumed state of tahara, yet if they experience a discharge, sasra, they undo their prior tahara retroactively, so the same could conceivably apply to a carbon eaten on the third day. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer darshan the word hamakriv, the one who offers to teach b'shas hakravahu nifsal. It can become disqualified during the offering. They know nifsal b'shlishi, but cannot be disqualified on the third day. Another drasha is presented. Point number two, the next Mishnah lays out the rules of pigul. Anyone who performs one of the four primary avodos, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, with the intent to eat what is normally eaten, or burn on the mizbech, something normally burned, chutzum komo, it is possible but does not obligate karas. If his intent was to eat or burn it chutzlazmano, it is pigul and obligates karas for eating it. Ubavad shiyakriva matik mitzvaso, provided that he offers the permitter as required, meaning the blood is brought on the mizbech without any other disqualifying intent. This is illustrated. If one shechted b'shtika in silence, meaning without disqualifying intent, and was makabel, molech, and zorik with an intent of chutz lozmano, or the reverse, or he did all four avodos with chutz lozmano intent, this is karva matik mitzvaso, despite the intent of chutz lozmano being repeated several times. However, if he shekta with chutz limkomo intent, and did the other three avodos with chutz lozmano intent, or the reverse, or some of the avodos of a pesor chattas were done sholo shman, which disqualify them, this is not a case of karva matik mitzvaso, and the carbon is pasul, but not pigal. And point number three, the Mishnah continues, if one intended lechol kazais b'chutz, kazais l'machar, to consume a kazais outside the prescribed place, and then intended to consume a kazais the next day, or the reverse, or as such intentions about half a kazais each, the carbon is pasul and does not obligate kars, because there's another disqualifying machshava. Yehuda says we follow the first intent. Kosh machshavas hazman kadma u machshavas hamakom. Wherever the intent of time preceded the intent of place, it is pigel and obligates karas, despite the subsequent machshava of chutz limkomo. But if the intent of chutz limkomo was first, it's pasul and not pigel. Ilfa says this machlokas is only for two machshavos expressed b'shtei avodos, during two avodos. But if both machshavos were thought during a single avoda, everyone agrees iruv machshavos have it. It's a mixture of disqualifying intents and is not full-fledged pigel. Rabbi Yochanan says they even argue where both machshavos were during a single avoda, because Rabbi Yudo holds tefos lashon rishon, give primacy to the first phrase. All right, so now we go to our siman daf chav tes, and our standard siman is a kot. A cot. So here goes. The Kohen lying on a cot, who turned his ear to hear a Kohen say, I'm not eating chutz lozmano, I am thinking about eating chutz lozmano, told everyone else to be quiet while doing the rest of the avoda so he can enjoy the pigel taking effect. When a man named Yehuda said, it doesn't matter because we only follow the first machshava. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen lying on a cot. Cot? That must mean we're on daf chavtes. The Kohen lying on a cot who turned his ear to hear a Kohen say, I'm not eating chutz lozmano, I'm thinking about eating chutz lozmano, which reminds us, a braisa analyzes the pasuk and sub, which says, if shlamim meat is eaten on the third day, it will be pigel and will not be accepted. Rabbi Eliezer says, kov azna chali shmok, tilt your ear to hear the correct pshat. The pasuk is discussing one who intends to eat of his carbon on the third day. It cannot refer to literally eating the carbon on the third day because after it was valid through the completed avoda, can it revert to become invalid by eating on the third day? So the Kohen lying on a cot who turned his ear to hear a Kohen say, I'm not eating chutz lozmano, I'm thinking about eating chutz lozmano, told everyone else to be quiet while doing the rest of the avoda so he can enjoy the pigel taking effect, which reminds us, pigel requires a karv hamatik mitzvaso without other disqualifying machshavos. So the Kohen lying on a cot who turned his ear to hear a Kohen say, I'm not eating chutz lozmano, I'm thinking about eating chutz lozmano, told everyone else to please be quiet while doing the rest of the avoda so he can enjoy the pigel taking effect. When a man named Yehuda said, it doesn't matter because we only follow the first machshava, which reminds us, the Mishnah continues that if one intended lechol kazais b'chutz kazais l'machar, to consume a kazais outside the prescribed place, and then intended to consume a kazais the next day, or the reverse, or as such intentions about half a kazais each, the carbon is pasul and does not obligate kars, because there's another disqualifying machshava. Yehuda says we follow the first intent. Wherever the intent of time preceded the intent of place, it is pigel and obligates karas, despite the subsequent machshava of chutz limkomo. But if the intent of chutz limkomo is first, it is pasul and not pigel. So once again, the Kohen lying on a cot who turned his ear to hear a Kohen say, I'm not eating chutz lozmano, I'm thinking about eating chutz lozmano, told everyone else to please be quiet while doing the rest of the avoda so he can enjoy the pigel taking effect. When a man named Yehuda says, it doesn't matter because we only follow the first machshava. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf chav hei. So the siman daf chav hei is a silver anniversary, a 25-year anniversary. So here goes. The husband organized a live Kabbalah demonstration for his wife at their 25th anniversary dinner. 25th anniversary? That must be more daf chav hei. The husband who organized a live Kabbalah demonstration for his wife at their 25th anniversary dinner was despondent when the dam and nefesh from the first bowl spilled onto the floor, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Nishbach ha-dam ha-ritzba, if the blood spilled from the animal's neck onto the floor, Vasafon, the Kohen, gathered it up. It's invalid for a vote because it must be received in the Kli Sharis. The Pasuk says that the Kohen must take Midam HaPar, from the blood of the bull. In a Braisa Darshan's, he must take Midam HaNefesh, from the lifeblood, not blood from the skin, nor remnant blood. It also Darshan's Dam HaPar Yikablenu, blood from the bull, he shall receive it, meaning directly from the animal's neck into the Kli Sharis. So the husband who organized a live Kabbalah demonstration for his wife at their 25th anniversary dinner was despondent when the Dam HaNefesh from the first bowl spilled onto the floor, and then the bottom of the kli to be mekabel the blood from the second bowl fell out before its blood entered its airspace, which reminds us, Rav Yirmiya bar Abba said that one who shechs must place the vreeding, the main blood vessels of the neck, directly over the kli, so the blood will be received directly from the vreeding. Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yochanan if someone was being mekabel blood, and the bottom of the mizrach fell out before the blood entered its airspace, is the Kabbalah valid? Av Yerushain Sofel Anuch Kamunach Dami is something in the airspace above a place in which it is not destined to rest, considered already at rest, so this Kabbalah would be valid, although the Mizrach's bottom was destined to fall out. So the husband who organized a live Kabbalah demonstration for his wife at their 25th anniversary dinner was despondent when the Dam HaNefesh from the first spilled onto the floor, and then the bottom of the kli to be mekabel the blood from the second bowl fell out before its blood entered its airspace. Just as the Kohen announced an animal's ear had been nicked after the Shechita, and the Kabbalah was therefore possible. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zera quotes, Hatsorim ozen apar, if one nicks a bull's ear after Shechita, and afterwards received its blood, it's invalid because the Pasuk says, V'lachach midam apar, and he shall take the blood of the bull, implying parshi akvar, it must be taken from the bull which was previously, meaning the same bull, without a new moon. Daf Chavav, so the Simur Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. When a soldier from the Kohen Corps military coup, that must be more Daf Chavav. When a soldier from the Kohen Korah military coup did long knife shechita by standing on the south side of the Mizbeach and shechting an animal on the north, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that kachi kachi must be shechted in Safon, the north section of the Azora, and his blood must be received in a Kli Sharis in Safon. Amud Badarm Hoshi Yadu Tzafon Ushachat, if he stood in the south and stretched his hand to the north and shechted there, the shechita is valid. But if he was makabel the blood this way, it's possible because the makabel himself must be in Safon. So when a soldier from the Kohen Corps military coup did long knife shechita by standing on the south side of the Mizbech and shechting the animal on the north, and another practiced shechting while suspended in the air, they were both declared kosher, which reminds us Shmuel's father asked Shmuel a series of questions, correcting each of Shmuel's responses, with the following laws emerging. Tal v'shachet, if one suspended a carbon in the airspace of the Azorah and shechted it, it's possible because shechita must be al yorech at the side of the Mizbeach, which it is not. If the Kohen was suspended in the air while shechting, it is valid because the shochet needs not be al yorech. So when a soldier from the Kohen Corps military coup did long knife shechita by standing on the south side of the Mizbeach and shechting the animal on the north, and another practiced shechting while suspended in the air, they were both declared kosher. But when one did zrika on the wrong part of the Mizbeach, the general said the baser is possible, but the owner gets kapara, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that if the Kohen placed the blood on the ramp of the Mizbech instead of the wall, or on a part of the Mizbech not parallel to the Yesod, the base, as required, or above or below the red line of the Mizbech when it should have been the opposite, or on the wrong Mizbech, it's possible. But eating the meat does not incur karis. Shmuel explains, Pasal Basar, the meat of the carbon is disqualified for eating of a balim and iskapru, but the owner of the carbon receives kapara. Daf Chavzayin, so the Simur Daf Chavzayin is a kazoo. So here goes. When the Levi played a kazoo, that must be more Daf Chavzayin. When the Levi played a kazoo in the base of Migdash and got one Kohen so confused that he had in mind to do the Zrika tomorrow in the wrong spot on the Mizbech, saving the Basar from becoming fully Pigo, which reminds us, Marzurta explained, Zrika the Sharnia Basar Bachil Maisali de Pigo, a Zrika which would permit the meat in consumption can bring a carbon to Pigo, but Zrika which would not permit the Basar to be eaten anyway, such as where the blood is placed, Shalobim Komo, cannot render the carbon Pigo. So when the Levi played a kazoo in the base of Migdash and got one Kohen so confused that he had in mind to do the Zrika tomorrow in the wrong spot in the Mizbeach, saving the Basar from becoming fully Pigel, and disoriented a second Kohen who did Zrika in the wrong place and was told he can't gather it up and start again, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Machlokes about Yasvenu, collecting improperly placed blood from the Mizbeach to redo Zrika. So when the Levi played a kazoo in the base of Migdash and got one Kohen so confused that he had mighty to the Zrika tomorrow in the wrong spot in the Mizbech, saving the Basar from becoming fully Pigel, and disoriented a second Kohen who did Zrika in the wrong place, who was told he can't gather it up and start again, a third Kohen ran away from the irritating noise into the Kodesh and put his Kemitza on the inner Mizbech, where he was allowed to leave it, which reminds us, the Gemara reinterprets a brisa to mean that if foreign katoris was placed on the Mizbech HaChitzon, it must come down because the Mizbech HaChitzon only sanctifies psulim, which are fit for it, as opposed to the Mizbech HaPnimi, which sanctifies even psulim, which are not fit for it. The reason for this distinction is that the Mizbech HaChitzon is a ritzbah, a floor of the Azara, whereas the Mizbech HaPnimi is a klisharis anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha and can be Mekadosh any psulim. Dav Chav Ches. So the simmer Dav Chav Ches relates to Koach, and we use a strong man. So here goes. Well, the very strong Kohen, that must be on Dav Chav Ches, Koach, strong man. Well, the very strong Kohen shechted a sheep, having in mind to eat the hide of its tail, Chutz Lezmano, which reminds the Gemara discusses whether the Or Ha'alya Ka'alya Dami, the intent to eat the hide of the tail of the sheep, Chutz Lezmano, is Pigel. So while the very strong Kohen shechted a sheep having a mind to eat the hide of its tail, chutz lezmano, his strong friend at the gym studying for an exam on the sources for chutz lezmano and chutz l'mkomo, which reminds the Gemara discusses the sources for chutz lezmano and chutz l'mkomo, and brings the psukim in Parshas Tzav and Parshas Kedoshim. So while the very strong Kohen shechted a sheep having a mind to eat the hide of its tail, chutz lezmano, his strong friend at the gym studying for an exam on the sources for chutz lezmano and chutz l'mkomo, was challenged by his trainer to hold the barbell above his head the entire time he read the lengthy pasuk in Tzav, which reminds us, the Gemara objects to the sources brought for chutz lezmano and chutz l'mkomo. How do we know that the kra aricha, the lengthy pasuk in Tzav, refers to chutz lezmano and thus liable to karas, and the pasuk in Kedoshim refers to chutz l'mkomo and thus excluded from karas? Perhaps it's the reverse. Rava ultimately concludes, kul mikra aricha asyan, all the laws are derived from the lengthy pasuk in Tzav. He proceeds to detail many laws of pigel derived from this pasuk, including chutz lezmano and chutz l'mkomo. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if a Kohen stood on a detached floor stone in the base of Mikdash or in its empty space? That's on Daf Chavdalet. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we discuss whether the Or Ha'alya Ka'alya Dami, whether the hide of the tail is considered like the tail regarding Pigel? That's on Daf Chavches. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we machok is if the order of machshavos matters between chutz lezmano and chutz l'mkomo? That's on daf Chavtes. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we discuss whether the avoda is valid if a kohen stood with one of his feet on a kli and the other foot on the floor of the base of Mikdash? That's on daf Chavdalet. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you know if one nicks a bull's ear after Shechit and afterwards received its blood? It's possible. That's on Dav Chafei. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you know if Pigel requires karva matrik mitzvaso without other disqualifying machshavos? That's on Dav Chavtes. Good. Number 7. Which daf did we learn that if one performed a voda with the intent to apply the dam in the wrong place the next day, meaning chutz lezmano, it's possible, but eating it does not incur karas? That's on daf Chavzayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we machok about Yasvenu collecting improperly placed blood from the Mizbeach to redo Zrika? That's on daf Chavzayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf is proof brought that the pasuk and sub is about intent for chutz lezmano, not eating nosar? That's on daf Chavtes. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that the source that avoda of a yoshev is invalid is from la'amod u'shares? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.